I'm Carol McKenzie with three things to know right now. The Philadelphia Health Department is launching a three-month ad campaign to get parents to stop giving sugary foods to their kids to prevent them from getting diabetes. Health Commissioner Tom Farley says 22% of Philadelphia children are obese and one in eight adults has diabetes. The $170,000 ad campaign was developed with the Center for Science in the Public Interest. The company that owns Hahnemann is also selling off its other hospital, St. Christopher's Hospital for Children. But Philadelphia Academic Health System says patient care at St. Chris will not be affected by the sale. Four other hospitals, Einstein Healthcare Network, Jefferson Health, Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, and Temple Health, have formed a consortium to collectively buy it. Red wine could power a mission to Mars. On the red planet, humans would quickly lose muscle and bone mass because of reduced gravity. But a new study published in the Frontiers of Physiology suggests that resveratrol, an antioxidant and compound found in blueberries and the skin of grapes, could be part of the dietary strategy that keeps astronauts strong. An extract would likely be added to the water supply. Experiments with mice have shown that helps preserve muscle mass in low gravity. In sports, the Phils lost to the Dodgers in a game that ended well after 1 in the morning thanks to a 2.5-hour rain delay. The CBS 3 Eyewitness Weather Forecast. Sun and clouds today with some afternoon thunderstorms, hot and humid, a high of 91, but it's going to feel like 100. Tonight, mostly cloudy, few scattered thunderstorms are possible, low 76. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high 97, but it's going to feel like 105. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.